How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked into the JR Sport Brief show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and thank you to everybody listening all over North America, on your local affiliate, on the free Odyssey app, on a smart speaker, on Sirius XM channel 158. I hope that I can just hang out here with you for a little bit and get you all set for the weekend, okay? I got two more hours. If you missed the first 2 hours of the show, it's simple. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You can call me 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have talked about the disappointing Packers. We've talked about the Golden State Warriors. They are also disappointing here, especially coming off of a championship. And matter of fact, the Golden State Warriors, they are in action right now in San Francisco hosting the New York Knicks. They're heading into the fourth quarter, and Golden State currently leads 87-74. No big shock there because the New York Knicks are just, they're the Knicks. What else can I say? Last hour, we talked about just alcohol. The NFL is trying to stay away from an alcohol problem. The Washington Commanders, they punished themselves internally without the NFL having to step in. Because a video, I'm sure you might have seen it, went viral of Taylor Heineke celebrating after the victory over the Eagles on the team plane, and he had a Busch Light in his hands. And earlier this morning, last night, after the Tennessee Titans beat the Green Bay Packers, their offensive coordinator, about 90 minutes after the plane touched down, he was hit with a DUI and speeding. And so the NFL sent a memo out to all of its teams today saying, y'all need to chill out. Y'all know there's not supposed to be any alcohol consumed, whether it be on the team plane, the facilities, anywhere, by teams, coaches, or players. If you're going to drink, do it on your own time. No different than most jobs. You know, you can't just sit at your desk and crack open a beer. You can't just pour yourself a glass of Jack at the cube, in the office, in the storage room, in the truck. You just can't do that. Uber driver can't say, hey, hold on a second. You mind if I pour myself a drink before I take you? No, it don't work that way. I know somebody does it, but you're not supposed to. It's dangerous. And then the World Cup is getting ready to be underway in Qatar on Sunday. Qatar, the host nation, will kick things off against Ecuador. And to the surprise of no one, maybe at the last second, it's odd, maybe not, they've decided that there will be no alcohol served at any of the World Cup venues. It initially started off with having a tent outside, and then they moved the tent, and now they have completely said, no alcohol here, and no surprises at all. 855-212-4CBS. I want to get more of your calls in, and then I want to talk about Derrick Henry. Last night didn't have the greatest of games, but he is just, he's a beast. And I can't recall seeing anyone like him doing what he's done consistently. and we're gonna look at some of the best running backs here over the past 20 years. And I'll get into that shortly. Let's get some of your calls in. Let's go ahead, not waste any time here. We have Joe calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe? We got Jeff in San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, dear.
How are
you? Love the show. Love the show. You have the goods, dude. The swagger and the delivery. My favorite, I just want to roll off just a minute, maybe. When you have the sixth save of yours, I love that. And I never got to say Soul Surfer, that girl that got her arm bit off by the tiger shark. And then the other thing is...
Oh, nope, doesn't matter. I was lost after the shark. I didn't know what he was talking about. Shep, do you know what that man was talking about a shark? Do you know what he was saying?
I have no idea. And Kevin Garnett hasn't played a single basketball game in six plus years. So when he had those two going against him, there was no need for a strike three.
No, I was lost after the shark. I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Enthusiastic, I'll give him that.
I don't know if that was that enthusiasm.
you had a very good objective and pinpoint lesson on alcohol. Maybe that needs to apply to some callers tonight.
Well, he's like, oh, a shark bit off the young lady's arm. I'm like, what are you talking about right now? Anyway, Richard is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, man, I just got to give you kudos, man. You and Shep together you're so savvy with it. You know when to scold people. You know when to give them their props. And you know when to coddle them. And you guys got it going on. And this show, I've been listening to you about 3 to 4 months, but I just had to call up and give you that kudos.
Well, thank you, man.
You guys are great.
Send money in the process, but go ahead. Send money too, but go ahead.
Yeah. But I also want to talk about Jeff Saturday and Frank Wright. I don't understand why everybody's dogging Jeff Saturday and they're giving Frank Wright all the credit. You know, Frank Wright was no quarter. He was no coach before he was a coach. I'm like, he played in a game with Warren Moon when he was up by 30, when Warren Moon was up by 35 points,
well,
and they won.
Frank Wright.
From the same. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, he was the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. That's how he ended up with this job.
Okay, I never realized that, but I remember he came back in that game with Warren Moon. I'm like, he's just another quarterback that came to the thing, but we never know what Jeff Saturday possesses. So let's give him a chance.
Yeah, well, it's not typical for a guy just to pop up out of nowhere and just get a job, and so I think that's why many people take issue.
All right, man, but keep up the great work, man. You and Chubb crack me up, man. I'm like, it's a good show, and I really love it.
Well, thank you, Rich. I appreciate you for calling from Atlanta. Right here in Atlanta, I'm in Atlanta. He can definitely send me money. I can tell him where to drop it off. I meet him right there. Noah's calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Noah?
Good evening, sir. Love the show.
Thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about how my New York Giants seem to get no recognition. Everyone just says Saquon's having a good year, and they just leave it at that. But they're having the best start since 08, and no one talks about it.
Well, have you seen how the New York Giants have won a lot of these games?
I have, but I think people just write it off as though they just like the games are close and someone's gonna beat them. But the games are like you're winning in the spots you need to win. I don't think blowout teams are destined always for greatness.
When you say blowout teams that are handing out blowouts and ass whoopings.
Correct. Yeah, I think some of those teams, like the Eagles, for instance, like they've been doing great all year, and then they come against
It's one. It's well. I'm gonna make one point, and let's forget that you even mentioned that. That is one game and one loss. Here's the deal with the New York Giants. Their defense is good. Their offense, they have no wide receivers. Saquon Barkley is the offense in addition to Daniel Jones. Thank God he's actually a threat to run the football because he has no one to throw the ball to. And what's exciting about the New York Giants? This is a situation. You as a Giants fan should be happy with what the team has done up until now. They have a first-year head coach. They have a first-year general manager, and they are 7-2. It doesn't matter whether they're giving you a heart attack or indigestion. They're coming out on top, and they look like that they'll probably secure a wild card spot unless they completely, you know what, the bed. And so there's nothing all that outstanding or exciting about the Giants outside of looking to see what the offense might do. There's nothing else to say, really.
Hey, I just think it's crazy that they're doing so well and everyone's just like Saquon, and then they just leave it. But I get it. I appreciate the time.
No problem, man. There's nothing to talk about. What does it say? Daniel Jones is an average quarterback. It kills me when people go, "Well, if he had some wide receivers, he'd be more." How do you know that? I think I've personally seen enough of Daniel Jones to know. You know what type of throws he can make, what he can't make, and he ain't making nobody better, I can tell you that. He's okay. And the New York Giants, man, they might be stuck together with him. Going to be a free agent. The New York Giants were like, we ain't picking up your fifth-year option. And now they want to work out a deal with Saquon Barkley, and they'll probably have no choice but to work out a deal with Daniel Jones as well. Knox is calling from Vancouver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR? I listen to you a lot. I love your commentary, and I like how you shut people down when they're talking stupid stuff. To clarify, that gentleman was talking about, there's a movie called Soul Surfer. It's okay. About a lady who was a professional surfer, and she got her arm bit off while she was surfing by a tiger shark.
Well, that
sucks. So he was referencing a movie.
Help me out here. I understand that now. What the hell did that have to do with anything that we were talking about?
Dude, I have no clue.
I knew you
and your crew were confused on it, and I think he was talking about like a movie that he really liked that was spectacular, some crap like that.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I would call and clarify for you.
Well, thank you. He opened up by telling me about a woman getting her arm eaten off, and then he went into Shep, do you remember what he said after that? Do you?
And then he compared JR swag to Kevin Garnett's swag, who has not played a single game for 6.5 years.
I wish my quarterback got his arm bit off right now because then he'd have an excuse for how
Whoa.
Bad he's playing.
Who is it? Who is it?
I'm a Bronco fan, and I've hated the Seahawks for life, and we end up getting Russell Wilson. I got 3 daughters, a wife, and a granddaughter. They're all Seahawks fans, and they're all like, "Oh, you took our quarterback! You took our quarterback!" I'm like, "Dude, I can't stand him." And now he's kind of proving what I meant, but he's a good quarterback. I mean, dang.
The women, they like Geno now. They like him. Good for them. Hey, Knox.
Good.
Yeah, he's playing good. Let's see if he can maintain it for the rest of the season. I don't know if the Seahawks.
Oh no, that guy has longevity, and that's a good thing in the NFL. And he's probably picked the right system right now. I hope you have a great night. I'm back at work, and I love your show, man.
All right, thank you, Knox, for making all that money out in Vancouver, Washington. Well, that's far. He far, man. Vancouver, Washington. That's far. Sheesh, I got to go up to Seattle in a couple of weeks. Damn. Bob is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bob?
Yes, good evening. Good evening, my friend. I enjoy your show also.
I hope so.
I want to wish you and Shep a very happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, already?
Yeah, it's next Thursday.
Oh, okay. I think that's 6 days, 7 days from now, but I'll take it. What else you got?
Alcohol is a depressant.
It is.
A lot of people say, men say that they can handle it.
Oh.
I had a problem with it. My sister had a problem for 25 years before she broke that habit.
Well, that's good.
But I was on my way. After 5 years of marriage, my wife told me, it's either me or the bottle. She, when I came home drunk on Friday night, I always stopped after work.
Oh.
I drank on Friday night and Saturday night because I didn't have to go to work the next day and have a hangover.
Right, right.
I was pretty smart. I thought I was pretty smart.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob.
Well, she put a bottle of beer on the kitchen table one night when I came home.
Said, pick one.
Saturday morning, and she said, it's either that damn bottle or it's me. And you got 5 minutes to make up your mind.
Oh,
if
damn.
If it's that bottle, you go upstairs right now and start packing your clothes and get the hell out of here, because tomorrow morning I'm having these locks changed, and I'm also going to file for a divorce in the afternoon.
Whoa.
She didn't play. She didn't fool around, I tell you. Didn't take me 5 seconds to make up. She was everything to me.
Yeah.
She died 15 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And March the 17th, St. Patrick's, 2008.
Okay.
But I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I broke both those habits, and I did it cold turkey. Of course, I had her help, but sure. I still did it cold turkey.
Yeah, it can be dangerous, man. I think that's why we have so many of these leagues that understand the dangers, especially when you're on the employer's time. You have to be you got to be smart. Do what you want to do on your own time. Don't do it on the company's time.
That's right.
Thank you, Bob.
Could I say one more thing?
Yes.
These guys that go down to the saloon and drink and drink and drink. And
the saloon?
They do damn well when they come out of that saloon at 2 o'clock in the morning, stony-ass drunk. They're going to get back in that car again.
Right.
Instead of just calling a cab or have right. someone pick them up and take them home, you can always go back and get your own car the next morning.
Right.
That's my advice to them.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob.
That football player crashed into that woman's car. She was waiting at a red light.
Yeah,
126 miles an hour, he rammed her from the rear. And the car exploded, and she died in the flames.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, we don't want any of that. Well, thank you, Bob, for calling from Maryland.
I appreciate you,
man. Take care. Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful at those saloons, man. You got to be careful. Listen, the NFL actually has, for its players, and I believe its coaches as well, maybe, but I definitely know for the players, the NFL, through the association, I believe, the PA, they have rides for the players. Whether they have a direct deal with Uber, they have a system for this exact purpose. If you happen to be out and you need to get home, they have a system where you can get a car and a ride home. It's really that simple. And most people have that. Most people have it in their phone. It's called Uber. Mike is calling from Chicago. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. I called you a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about my boy.
Who is it? I don't know your boy. Who?
Choo-choo train.
Choo-choo train? We talked about
Choo-choo.
Your boy. Choo-choo train?
Derrick Henry.
Okay, go ahead. I never called Derrick Henry choo-choo train, but go ahead.
Well, I do. Because
I don't know if that's appropriate. I'll let you do it.
He is the MVP of the league. We were talking about that
a
couple weeks ago. And he showed that last night, that he can be 2-2 train over the Packers. And with Tannehill back in the home, it's just going to open up more for him.
Okay.
And we also got my boy, Justin Fields, coming into Atlanta.
Wait, Justin Fields? Yeah, I know. He's coming into town. He's from here. You don't have a nickname for Justin Fields?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm playing the field on that.
All right. Well, you work on that one. And when you have one, don't share it with me. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know? You don't like that choo-choo train?
No, I ain't calling no grown man choo-choo train. I'll leave that to you, Mike.
Choo-choo train.
Okay. I understand, man. It's just
not
what
choo-choo.
The what train? What is it called?
Choo-choo. train.
2-2 train?
That's 2-2 train.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving to you. You understand, Shep? It's not choo-choo train. It's two-two train.
I understand you've had back-to-back happy Thanksgiving wishes, and we're still a week away. That's what I understand.
Look, man, as far as I know, I told you early this week, I went into, I don't know where I was, Walgreens, something or another, TJ Maxx. I'm trying to kill time getting my car fixed.
Right. And manufacturers want you to believe it's Thanksgiving in September. I get that.
Well, it's not even a car manufacturer. Everybody.
Right.
It's like, hey, Halloween is over. Here's Christmas. I'm like, damn, it's 2 months away from now, just about. Can I have Thanksgiving? Well, now Thanksgiving is a week away. And look, if I see any, well, that's not true. It's not true. Did I see someone earlier today and get wished a happy Thanksgiving? I did, because I'm not going to see them. But I mean, damn. Might as well tell me Happy New Year, too, while you're at it.
Jared, this is a very random question. Do you wish people a happy Thanksgiving that you meet for, like, the first time, no matter what?
What?
Like, in other words, you meet someone, and then, like, you have maybe a minute, two-minute conversation. Say, by the way, I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving. Or
yeah,
do you have
not?
To know someone at a certain personal level to wish them a happy Thanksgiving?
No. What, I got to sleep with somebody to tell them happy Thanksgiving?
I'm just asking. Some people think it's a little disingenuous when people pull out the, you know, happy Thanksgiving card when you just meet someone.
No. That is a weird question. I'm glad you know that.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. I just think people do it just to say it because it feels good to say, but most people don't mean it, is where I'm coming from.
Most people say, have a good day. You think they care?
That's a fair point, too. Listen, I live in New York City. You lived here long enough. I'm winning the jackpot on a daily basis if I get a have a good day in New York City from anybody.
People tell me have a good day all the time.
Yeah, you live in the South.
Yeah, but I think they care.
Maybe in the South, exactly.
People in New York don't care about you, how you feel?
People in the Northeast, for the most part, are miserable, and people in New York City are the most miserable.
Where do we start? How far do we start in Boston and go down to what?
Well,
where
Vermont,
we
places like New Hampshire and Maine and Vermont, they're civil. But when you get to Boston, you know, in cities in Massachusetts, they can get a little nasty. And when you get to New York, all bets are off. Philly,
so
all bets are off.
Let's go. So people in Boston, let's just forget it. Let's name some states. So if you live in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Connecticut.
Yes.
New York.
Definitely.
New Jersey.
Definitely.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is more blue-collar. You get a little more humility there.
Well, that's why I said Eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Right.
Are we going down into mid-Atlantic? Well, not Delaware, right? Not Delaware.
No, I don't think anyone would consider Delaware Northeast, yeah.
So we stopping at the mid-Atlantic. We're done.
Yeah.
So no Baltimore. No, we just stop at Jersey. We'll stop at like Philadelphia.
Baltimore's a dangerous city.
Excuse me?
Baltimore is a dangerous city.
Like how?
I mean, heavy crime.
Uh-oh.
I mean it's not the only metropolitan area in the country where there's heavy crime. I'm just saying Baltimore has its own problems. I'm not trying to pick on Baltimore. That's just what I'm speaking statistically and objectively here. That's all.
Listen, there's lots of places that's dangerous.
Thank God for Lamar.
Hey, listen, you the one that got to pick the phone up, not me.
JR, you and I both know, anyone living in Baltimore knows, it's a wonderful city with great history.
I was just in Baltimore, 2 weeks ago?
JR, it is not the world's safest city, and I'm being kind when I say that.
I didn't say it was.
Got it.
I'm going to be back in Maryland, I think, next week.
Right.
I love it in Maryland.
It's a great state, but it's
I got family. I love Baltimore. I love Baltimore.
Just carry.
I've had a lot of fun in Baltimore, right at the Inner Harbor, and
right. Walk softly, carry a big stick. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, stick. Never mind. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. That last guy called and talked about Derrick Henry. He called him the 2-2 train. We're going to talk about Derrick Henry, and I ain't calling him no train. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Brother. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do for the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can always say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, right before we went to break, I don't know how I feel about this. We had a caller talk about Derrick Henry. He said Derrick Henry is the MVP in the NFL for this season. He might be. He didn't win it in 2020. Aaron Rodgers said, nah, man, I got 48 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. The MVP is mine. And the last time we saw a running back walk away with the MVP was 2012 with Adrian Peterson. And then prior to that, it was 2006. We had to go back to LaDainian Tomlinson. And so when we're in a space right now in the NFL where you got to throw the rock around, even running backs are like split backs. You got Christian McCaffrey taking after his dad. He's as much of a wide receiver as he is a running back. Like, it's tough for Derrick Henry to come out here and just win an MVP. I mean, so far, throughout the season, he already has 1,010 yards, 10 touchdowns. That used to be a solid season over 16 games, but now over 17, I mean, his projections for the year are at 1,700 yards and 17 touchdowns. I think the Tennessee Titans are going to have to finish with one of the best absolute records in the NFL this year if Derrick Henry is legitimately going to get any type of MVP consideration. But when you look at Jalen Hurts, I mean, if you think about Tua Tagovailoa, I think the one thing that'll slow him down is the fact that he missed games after his head got splattered all over the place. Derrick Henry, it's going to be tough for him to win MVP. He is one of the best running backs, I'd say, already of all time. I have no issue in saying that. And he's only been in the league. He came out in 2016. When he came into the league, he had the split carries with DeMarco Murray. And then he didn't get full time. He didn't have the full time job until 2018. And there was a whole to do about him not living up to his potential. And I mean, well, damn, he is a battering ram. Our caller wanted to call him the tutu train. I don't care if you want to call him the tutu train or a choo-choo train. I see Derrick Henry and I see a juggernaut. I see a dude running through everybody. For all my Marvel fans, I don't care if he is the juggernaut. He could be Colossus. He's just moving everybody out the damn way. And he is one of the best players to watch in the league. He's one of the most fun players to watch in the NFL because he's a people mover. He just moves people the hell out the way. And so, unfortunately, I don't think he's going to hit that Adrian Peterson space and win an MVP. I don't think he's going to reach that LaDainian Tomlinson space and reach an MVP. And if I have to think about the past 20 years of the NFL, I think these are the best three backs that we have seen. I think it's Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson, and then Derrick Henry. And yeah, we got plenty of great backs in the league right now. Nick Chubb is great, and we can go down the line of amazing backs. Christian McCaffrey, his season, I got him paid a few years ago, pulling in that Roger Craig, Marshall Faulk stat line of 1,000, 1,000, both on the ground and in the air. But Derrick Henry, he's damn good. I'll be real interested to see what he can do for the next several years of his career. Started playing in 2016, not full-time until 2018. In yards per year, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000. Last year, he almost had 1,000 yards just in 8 games. This year, already 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. So he's absolutely amazing. He's one of the best backs over the past 20 years. I don't think he's going to walk away with no damn MVP. And by the way, if I had my choice out of the three of these guys, I'd go with LaDainian Tomlinson. He made no sense. None. In his MVP year, 2006, he rushed for 1,800 yards and ran in. Listen to me. He ran in 28 touchdowns. 28. That is absurd. LaDainian Tomlinson, based on what he did in the air, what he did on the ground, I think LaDainian Tomlinson is the best running back the NFL has seen since the year 2000. LaDainian Tomlinson was drafted in 2001. Adrian Peterson, I think his career is now done. He got a cup of coffee last year with the Tennessee Titans after Derrick Henry went down with that foot injury. And then you obviously have Derrick Henry. But I think over the past 20 years, LaDainian Tomlinson, he takes the cake. And we are in the prime of Derrick Henry's career. You know, what he does over the next three, four seasons, it's going to be interesting to see if he can continue to carve himself out a most definite Hall of Fame career. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a simple question here. You know, what do you think about Derrick Henry? You know, who is the best running back over the past 20 years? I'd go with LaDainian Tomlinson. What do you say? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, we were talking about Derrick Henry. One of our callers said, hey, he's going to be the MVP. And I'm like, man, they don't be handing out MVPs to running backs. I think his closest and best shot was 2 years ago in 2020, and they gave the award to Aaron Rodgers. He threw 48 touchdowns that season. We haven't seen a running back be MVP since Adrian Peterson in 2012. And before that, we got to go to 2006 to LaDainian Tomlinson. And so it's tough. You know, Derrick Henry is putting himself together a Hall of Fame career. And, you know, even Derrick Henry, he says, just quite frankly, he's like, hey, I'm my own toughest critic. Listen to this.
I'm always motivated every single day. I'm constantly thinking, constantly critiquing myself every single day. You know, it never stops. So, you know, I just want to be the best I can be to help this team and do whatever I can, you know, to help this team win and be the best player I can be.
Man, he is the team. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man. When I'm riding in the car, man, I love listening. Brother, you got a great show.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I love AP. AP all day, Adrian Peterson is a great back, or was a great back, but Derrick Henry, I think, is on a better trajectory than Adrian Peterson. And I think this year, for instance, I think he even has an outside shot at getting 2,000 yards again. No runner has ever achieved 2,000-yard season twice in a career. And I think if he can get that, I think he does take the mantle as the best running back of the last 20 years, and I think he really has a real shot at doing it coming into the rest of November and all of December. I think he has a real shot at it.
Okay. He has seven games in front of him, and thank you, David, for calling from Sacramento. We also have to keep that in mind. He has 7 games. He's playing a 17-game season. Obviously, in 2020, that wasn't the case. But, and sure, Adrian Peterson and LaDainian Tomlinson, they ain't playing no 17-game season. You know, I look at LaDainian, and I look at how versatile he was. He was a massive threat. He was just out there as a nuclear weapon. He can get you yards on the ground. He can get you yards in the air. And that's why I view him as the best running back. There was the consistency. You can talk about the 2,000 yards potentially twice in a career. I look at LaDainian Tomlinson, and it was like every year of his 20s, from the minute he stepped into the NFL, he just got you 1,000 yards. That's it. Minimum. He surpassed that just many a times, 1,800 yards in his MVP season. You know, Adrian Peterson, he was more of a threat to catch a pass than Derrick Henry. He was no big, you know, wide out or threat at the wide receiver spot or lining up. And that's where LT, I find him to be different. He was a three-down back. It wasn't just like battering ram. You didn't know what he was going to do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris Carter, wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings. Shout-outs to Ohio as well. Chris Carter, he was on ESPN, and he talked about LaDainian Tomlinson and just what he left for the game. Listen.
31 touchdowns in the NFL season. Now, you're talking about that's incredible to do. I had one of the highest touchdown totals twice, had 17. Mm-hmm. 31 touchdowns. I mean, it's like Little League. Every game, you're pretty much guaranteed two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that when you're playing on at the biggest stage and you're playing like it's in Little League still, that's a phenomenal season and accomplishment in itself.
Oh, yeah, he was something special. Really big deal. Yovan is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport B Show. What's up, Yovan?
Hey, JR, how's it going, man? I just wanted to call about Justin Fields and all the hype surrounding him. So when Mitch Trubisky entered the league, you know, he sat behind Mike Glennon for a few games, and he obviously got the start after that and had a decent season. And then in the second season, Matt Nagy came in and he took off, and everyone thought in that third season he was going to become the MVP of the league. And then it all went downhill from there. Now I see the same thing in Justin Fields right now. Same thing. Came in, was the backup behind Andy Dalton and Nick Foles. Gets his full season now, and he's starting to shine. And then perhaps next season with all the cap space the Bears got, they'll be able to go to the distance. And I'm just kind of worried with the history of Bears quarterbacks that if he can live up to the hype or not.
Man, have some hope. What you got to lose? The Bears been looking for a quarterback forever. It's just defense and no offense, and now they're finally building an offense, and they traded for Claypool. They have a ton of draft picks. Like, there's nothing else you can do unless you want to bury your head in the sand for another bunch of months, you know?
But it's the same thing like the Lamar Jackson thing. If you're not going to pay a guy because he's a liability, because he's a runner, and that's pretty much what Justin Fields is right now. I mean, he just broke Michael Vick's record the other week, and he still hasn't developed the passing game that's needed in the NFL, like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
That is true. But at the same time, we all know they didn't get him any help, and now they got him some help, and now they have some draft picks. And so, I think this season, when you look at the Chicago Bears, it was a matter of how much Justin Fields was either going to sink or how he was going to swim. And for the most part, with the adjustment to the play calling, allowing him to run the football more, he's staying afloat. He's swimming. And the next natural development is to see what he can do as a passer. You know, Jalen Hurts, we know he didn't just quote-unquote get thrown out there onto the field. And we have seen a slow progression of his game, so much so that he's an MVP candidate right now. Is that in line or in the cards for Justin Fields? I don't think there's a guarantee that says that there is, but I'm comfortable with what I've seen so far. I like the idea that they did bring in Chase Claypool, that they do have draft picks. And, yeah, we have to hope and see that they don't ruin the guy. But all things considered, I think this year for him has been okay. and we'll see what the development looks like from there. Seth is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR.
Yes, Seth, go ahead.
What's going on, bro?
I'm good, man. Go ahead. Make your point. We're up against the break.
I wasn't going to talk about Fields, but he already did that. But just real quick, I remember I did say Fields would win the most improved player. That's looking like that's going to happen, but I also did say that the Bills are going to get 10 wins. That ain't looking like that's going to happen, JR. It's looking bad. They robbed us a few games from bad play-in refs, but I ain't going to talk about that. But just calling, checking in on you, bro. It's been a few weeks. Hope everything good with you. And, yeah, I'll holler back at you. Hopefully next time I can catch the call without catching the break.
Okay, you all right? You okay? You all right? You sound like you under distress.
I am. I'm at work unloading these heavy-ass pallets in this warehouse all by myself. So, yeah, I'm just moving a little bit, you know, a little bit out of breath, you know.
A pallet of what? What you moving?
Man, I got computers. I got computer desks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, you got computer desks?
All that, yeah. Chairs. I deliver office supplies to the I work for the number one distributor for office supplies.
All right. We don't need to know all that. You got them desks that go up and down?
Oh, yeah, all the new stuff, yeah. I got all the new equipment, bro, all that.
Oh.
You looking for something?
Yeah, well, I'm going to put you on hold,
Seth's a hustler, man.
What happened?
Seth's a hustler.
Yeah, he said he got them. You know the desks that go up and down, Shep?
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Yeah, you press the button, it go up, it go down. You could stand up, you could sit down, you could do whatever.
Lifting with his legs, JR.
Is that how you do it?
I hope so, for his sake, man. He's on a national radio show, and he's talking to you. That ain't bad.
Hopefully that's not like Giannis. Giannis is dealing with ladders and tables, and he's pushing it out the way.
I have a feeling Seth's not that demonstrative tonight.
Yeah, I think Giannis spoke about that. I think Giannis has spoken.
If he did, we're getting that sound for you, man. I promise you that.
Yeah, I wonder what Giannis had to say. Yelling at the little guy just trying to do his job. Not a good look. Who does Giannis think he is? Puff Daddy? I don't know. It's a bad scenario there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about a lot tonight. Aaron Rodgers, the Golden State Warriors. By the way, they just beat the Knicks. We talked college football. We talked about the Jets, the Patriots, Derrick Henry, Taylor Heineke, the Titans. We're going to talk some World Cup. I'm going to take your calls, and I'm going to tell you about the good trip I had in Birmingham, Alabama, right here on CBS Sports Radio.
How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made, in scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS, and in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all, the all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia, movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details.
Are you in love with me? Just answer the question.
The L-Word Generation Q is back on Showtime.
It would be nice to have something real.
It's coming for you.
When it's all about finding the one.
I love our life together, and I want more of it.
This crew will keep you guessing.
What is going on between you two?
I made a mistake.
Have some fun with me.
Who is Endgame?
It's the kind of sapphic chaos I live for.
When it all gets out of control.
New episodes of The L-Word Generation Q are streaming now only on Showtime.
Are you in love with me? Just answer the question.
The L-Word Generation Q is back on Showtime.
It would be nice to have something real.
It's coming for you.
When it's all about finding the one.
I love our life together, and I want more of it.
This crew will keep you guessing.
What is going on between you two?
I made a mistake.
Have some fun with me.
Who is Endgame?
It's the kind of sapphic chaos I live for.
When it all gets out of control.
New episodes of The L-Word Generation Q are streaming now only on Showtime.